the unvaxxed were among the most discriminated people over the last 2.5 years in the country.
Welcome to Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at the New American Magazine. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. We have a very special guest today coming to us from the Great White North, Canada, which, you know, for so many years was kind of like our sister country here in North America, kind of liberty-minded. So much has changed there now, unfortunately, but there's also good news, and George is going to talk to us a little bit about that. Our guest is George Bears. He's the co-founder and the director of Taking Back Our Freedoms, a wonderful organization. They've been involved in the fight for freedom for quite a while. They actually played a key role in supporting the Canadian Freedom Convoy. You remember the truckers that were treated like terrorists, like gangsters by the Canadian government. They had many of them, their bank accounts frozen. We'll talk a little bit about that. George is really passionate about preventing tyranny in his nation. He's also a visionary. He's a principled and influential leader. He's got expertise in all kinds of different areas in charitable and commercial enterprises. He's worked in lining up financing for real estate, oil and gas, mining. He's got an illustrious business career. He's also done a lot of work in the charitable sector, and he's done quite a bit of government service. He served actually for 5 years in Ottawa as a national director with victims of violence in the Canadian criminal justice system, advocating in Parliament and all across the country for survivors of people who were murdered, homicide victims. He also established a national missing children's registry, and he worked with key members of Canada's federal parliament to make critical policy changes and dealing especially with regulations around parole. He also played a significant role in the extradition of a serial killer, Charles Ng, who is actually on death row right now in San Quentin, California, for premeditated murder 12 innocent men, women, and children. We brought him on today to talk about a story that is close to my heart. It's an atrocity being perpetrated in Canada right now that not enough people know about. The individual involved, his name is Michael Jackson, and he's called me several times. He's sitting in jail right now for trying to protect his daughter. George, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for standing in the gap here for Michael Jackson. Give us the background. Give us the story. How did he end up in jail? What's happening?
Thank you, Alex. Great to be on your show, and I appreciate all that you do.
Michael, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you.
No, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Alex. I first met Michael over the phone from prison back in May. Michael Jackson is truly a Canadian hero. He's a dad every father should be proud of. His story should send a chill up your spine. And anybody that's watching this, because Michael's story could just easily be your story or my story for any father who chooses to protect their children from the jab. It's just that simple. This fraudulent COVID-19 supposed vaccine, we call it the jab. It is just abominable. Whatever happened to informed choice? Whatever happened to do no harm? Whatever happened to the ability to make medical decisions and let families make their own decisions? That's all gone out the door the last 2 years. And these politicians in both countries, all over the world, frankly, need to be held accountable and need to be held criminally accountable. To that end, last January, Michael and his ex are estranged. They're separated. He has custody. She has custody. While he was having his daughter on illegal custody, he, before the time ran out over that 10-day period, he had sent an email to his ex and asked that there'd be no problem in giving Sarah back, 8-year-old Sarah. The only thing he wanted was the assurance in writing that she would not have their daughter vaxxed, and she would not give that assurance. And he left Saskatchewan, took off for British Columbia, for the sole purpose, I need to emphasize this, the sole purpose of protecting his 8-year-old daughter from the vaccine. For that honorable thing that I think most fathers would do, or most parents would do, quite frankly, the RCMP, the Canadian police, surrounded him at a home he was staying at in British Columbia. They arrested him, Canada-wide warrant, no less. I dealt with the Canadian justice system. I've seen escaped murderers they wouldn't have a Canada-wide warrant on. And he was arrested. He was thrown into remand in prison in Regina, Saskatchewan. And he has been sitting there, oftentimes in solitary confinement, since the 24th of February. It'll be 10 months on Christmas Eve. He has not seen his daughter, Sarah, once in that entire time. And he hasn't even been allowed out on bail. And meanwhile, we up in Canada here, in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and other places, we often see the notices, you know, in media that such and such armed robber or murderer is now going to be released on bail in your community. Here's a man whose only crime was protecting his daughter. The good news is she has still not received the vax. That's praise the good Lord. News. The bad news is he has a less than any a very poor legal representation, and a judge who is woke, a judge who is all part of the system, and there he sits in jail. And we've set up a give, send, go. I have a very good friend, Leighton Gray. He has his own law firm. He's a wonderful lawyer. He has a wonderful firm, and he's prepared to represent Michael. We just need to get our give, send, go up to north of 10,000 so that we can get proper legal support for him. And over the next week, seeing as it's Christmas, we need to move that needle from just shy of $2,500 to $10,000. And when we do, we're going to have very good legal representation for him. And it's our hope and our prayer that in January or February, he'll be released, not just on bail, but on what they call double jeopardy, which he should already be free to go now.
Yeah. And the double jeopardy, they already prosecuted him in family court. Now they're going after him in criminal court. And folks, you know what? As a father, this story just breaks my heart. If you've been watching our programs regularly, we have had dozens of incredible doctors on this program, incredible scientists, people who are at the top of their field, people who were universally acknowledged as some of the leading experts, saying that these injections are not just useless, they are harmful. They will hurt you. They might even kill you. And this father, for doing what any reasonable father would do, trying to protect his daughter from this, is now being treated like someone who kidnapped a child. It's truly grotesque. And you know, I've spoken with Michael several times from jail. He calls, and it just, you know, breaks your heart. And he's got a lawyer who obviously doesn't care, is really just not interested in this case. It really breaks your heart. George, talk a little bit about the case now. I mean, there are a lot of doctors in Canada, including Dr. Paul Alexander, who I know you have been working with, who've been sounding the alarm about these vaccines. So it's not like Canadians don't know that these injections now have been proven to have all sorts of horrific side effects. I mean, the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. How can they still be going after him for trying to protect his daughter for that? You'd think he'd get a medal.
You know, it's a very good point you raised. You know, on our board of advisors on taking back our freedoms, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Paul Alexander, Dr. Patrick, and Dr. Eric Payne, and Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, Dr. Byron Bridle, and these doctors combined will tell you, Dr. Patrick Phillips, sorry, they will tell you that Michael's a hero. Michael's a hero. I have a very good police detective friend. She's on serious crimes with the Ottawa City Police. She's been under Detective Helen Grews from the Ottawa City Police. She's been under internal investigation by Ottawa City Police, possibly even up for losing her pension and her job. And here's what her crime is. Over the last year, she has personally investigated without the authority of 9 infant deaths. And for that, she's under internal investigation, possibly facing losing her pension and maybe even worse. The state of the situation as it relates to this vax in both countries, frankly, is an abomination. Michael Jackson sits in that cell coming up to Christmas and hasn't seen his daughter since early February. That is a crime in itself. And he's not the only one. There's a number of political prisoners we know right across the country in the dozens. And we've arrested pastors in this province under the former administration of Premier Kenney. And that's why we worked diligently to get rid of a sitting premier here in Alberta in the spring. And I'm very pleased, a ray of hope in Canada, a huge shining light in Canada, is the leadership of our newly elected premier, Danielle Smith. I've known Danielle for 25 years. And Premier Smith is, I think of her like Margaret Thatcher. She's the Iron Lady of Canada. She's the most respected premier in Canada, possibly in North America right now, because immediately upon becoming premier, she called out the unvaxxed as the most discriminated people in the country. She stood up for us. And she's now passed the Sovereignty Act. And what does that really mean for Alberta? I'll tell you what the first step means. It means that Justin Trudeau and his federal Liberals now cannot impose their tyranny on Alberta. We can waive that. And we can thank Premier Danielle Smith for her strong leadership. In fact, so strong, we have a general election next May to win. And we need to give Premier Smith a vast majority. And I can tell you, when we achieve that, we envision out of the ashes of this terrible travesty, that Alberta will be the shining light in America for freedom. We're already seeing businesses from all over North America coming to Alberta because we're rejecting the Trudeau tyranny, not just on viruses, but on the economy, on the farmers, and everything else. We're saying no to Justin Trudeau. We're saying yes to freedom.
That's wonderful. We're going to go to break real quick. And when we get back, I want to delve more into this, the broader situation in Canada and how the province of Alberta, I was up there a couple of years ago to speak, and people told me it was the Texas of Canada. Now, it's maybe the Florida of Canada. Our governor has also been standing up to Joe Biden. Just wonderful things happening. And this can hopefully be an example to free people everywhere. Stay with us, folks. We're going to go to break real quick. We will be right back with more from George Bears. We're going to be talking about the situation in Canada and Alberta specifically. Stay with us.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.
George, before we went to break, we started talking briefly about the situation in Canada. Obviously, you guys are a little bit further down the line than we are here in America. Before we get to some of the great things that are happening there, I want to kind of share with Americans, a lot of whom I think are kind of clueless about what's happening in Canada, some of the darker stuff that's happening. I know a lot of the truckers and people who are associated with the trucker convoy, they had their bank accounts frozen, which, we were told that was going to happen to like Al-Qaeda and stuff. Now we're using it against peaceful protesters. Talk a little bit about the situation in Canada. Where is Justin Trudeau trying to take Canada? And what lessons might there be there for Americans?
Justin Trudeau would not even make a good drama teacher. That's what he was before he became prime minister. But maybe he needs to go back to drama teaching. Justin Trudeau is in law. Let me be very, very clear. Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, is in lockstep with Klaus Schwab. And the WEF, and the United Nations, and the WHO. He's in lockstep. Sadly, as are a lot of federal politicians, including federal conservatives. It's a very sad state. He's in lockstep. He's in lockstep beyond COVID. There's COVID crimes all across the country that are on his hands. But in addition to that, he's now really trying to take our guns away. He's really pushing hard on that. Alberta says no. He's also pushing hard, just like they're doing in the Netherlands, on the fertilizer issue with farmers and actually setting up detention facilities in Manitoba for what they call climate crimes. and making them available for this spring for farmers who are in violation of climate crimes. So this is a way larger. This is much larger than just C-19 with Justin Trudeau. It's about taking away our freedoms for good. In Alberta, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, and you know, I've been following what's been going on in Alberta pretty closely. It's been amazing to see with this new premier, Danielle Smith, and the Sovereignty Act. You know, I think Americans even can learn something from what's happening there. Talk to us a little bit about this Sovereignty Act. What does it mean in practice? How's it working? And, you know, of course, we in America, we also have a federal system where the states created a federal government and the states retained all the powers they didn't delegate to the federal government. You know, I think states in America and in my state, Florida, has been doing some of that. Ron DeSantis has really pushed back and told Joe Biden, you're not going to do those things in our state. We're going to interfere and protect our people here from you. But talk a little bit about what the premier there is doing. Talk about the Sovereignty Act and what that means for the people of Alberta and for Canada more broadly.
We in Alberta and Canadians from Newfoundland to British Columbia have enormous admiration for Premier Danielle Smith. When she came into power in September of this year, after we forcibly took out, when I say forcibly, I'm talking through the electoral process, we removed Premier Kenney, thank God. And now we have Premier Smith in there, and I say thank God for that. And within her first couple of days, she announced that Alberta would be moving towards sovereignty legislation. I'll get into that in a moment. And she also said something else, that the unvaxxed were among the most discriminated people over the last 2.5 years in the country. God bless Danielle Smith. God bless our premier. And I tell you, the Sovereignty Act was incorporated in the province of Quebec back in the 80s and 90s. Sovereignty in Quebec, it's a much more left-leaning socialist regime. But sovereignty is neither socialist nor freedom. Sovereignty is sovereignty. And she's now made it legislation as of the last 2 weeks. It's now been fully signed into legislation. It's the law of Alberta now. What does that mean for the average Albertan? It means when Prime Minister Trudeau's imposing his draconian gun control laws on Alberta. He's imposing his climate change crimes on ranchers and farmers in Alberta. He's imposing his future lockdowns and his forced vaccinations. Alberta now has the legal jurisdiction to say no. And we also have a premier that is a strong and principled leader. I compare her to Margaret Thatcher, I really do. She is that strong. And I envision we need to have a majority victory for Premier Smith this coming May 29th of 2023. And as we do, I promise you, over the next 3 to 5 years, Alberta will be one of the most freedom-centric jurisdictions in all of North America. And her focus now is on energy security, local, on health and wellness security, on food security, on property rights, on gun rights, on freedom on all fronts, and even financial security. If our major banks want to start playing games, then Alberta will strengthen its own financial coffers because we have our own financial institutions out here. She's standing strong for Alberta, and we're already seeing hundreds of millions of dollars of business beginning to come into Alberta, and we're going to see a bumper year in 2023, unlike anything we may have ever seen in history.
Yep. And you know,
we welcome you here, and we cherish, and we are fighting for freedom in Alberta. And the good news, Alex, is we are winning.
Yep. It's so encouraging to hear that, George. And, you know, here in Florida, we just had an election and the fake media was endlessly attacking our governor. They called him Death Santis because he wouldn't do all the crazy lockdowns and stuff. And of course, he absolutely clobbered the opposition. A massive margin of victory, 60-40 against the Democrat. And so, you know, the people really do want their freedom. The people really do want their state governments or their provincial governments to stand in the gap and protect our rights, protect In America, we have the idea that God gave us our rights and that the government is actually intended to protect those rights, our right to life, our right to property, and things like this. It's just wonderful to hear that such good things are happening in Canada. George, we're almost out of time, but before we let you go, I want to just conclude with a little bit more on Michael Jackson. Political prisoner who's right now sitting in jail. He's got the Give, Send, Go campaign to raise money for his legal campaign. I've been urging people to pray for him. What can people do to help him other than, you know, just raise awareness and talk just for another minute or so on Michael Jackson and what people can do to get involved?
Thank you so much, Alex. And thank you for posting the Give, Send, Go site. Those dollars, by the way, they go directly to Leighton Gray's law firm. We have no involvement with that whatsoever. And when we are able to hit $10,000 on the Give, Send, Go, we're able to retain Mr. Gray's law firm, which we hope to do in the next week. The greatest thing that could happen is anyone who sees that Give, Send, Go, if you can be generous on this Christmas season, he hasn't seen his 8-year-old daughter since in early February of this past year. He's been locked away in prison. And Give, Send, Go. And we please pray for Michael. He's not a criminal. He's a Canadian hero. He should be Father of the Year. And sadly, he represents a number of political prisoners that Justin Trudeau would rather have silenced. And he's also a strong Christian. I speak to him about 5 times a week. And oftentimes he calls me, if you can imagine this, Alex, to pray for me and my family.
Wow. He is a man of God. He and I have prayed together, and it's been a joy to get to know him. I'm looking forward to the day when he's free and can be reunited with his daughter. And, hopefully we can have some accountability for all this. Our governor here just impaneled a grand jury to start going after the people who marketed these injections using fraud. I'm going to hold out hope that maybe we'll see justice even in this life. Go ahead, George, final word.
One thing, maybe through yourself, Alex, and myself, maybe we need to work toward getting Governor DeSantis in Florida together with Premier Smith in Alberta.
It would be fantastic, right? A true model for leaders everywhere on what to do. George Bears, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program. Thank you so much for speaking out on behalf of Michael Jackson and for all the work that you do to keep the torch of liberty alive in Canada. We really appreciate it. Before we let you go, do you have a personal website that you can send people to? Can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, my email is george@georgebears.com. And our website is tbof.ca, TBOF as in taking back our freedoms.
Very good. George, thank you so much. All right, folks, Alex Newman here for Conversations That Matter at the New American Magazine. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you'll share this out there, folks. You know what? A full disclosure, Michael Jackson, that could be me. If somebody tried to inject my kids with this thing. You all know it. I would be in the same place that Michael Jackson's in right now. And I think that could apply to a lot of us. So please share this out. Get the information out, folks. We need to stand with one another when somebody is being attacked for doing the right thing. It's just absolutely critical. Thanks again for tuning in. Alex Newman here at Conversations That Matter. Until next time, God bless you all.
Sophia paused before the door. It read, Department of Bi-Digital Convergence. Just inside was a new world, a better world, the one of everlasting life, of no pain, of no loss, of no problem. She entered the chamber and her surroundings changed. She saw around her an infinite field of waving golden grain surmounted by cloudless blue sky. The AI voice whispered gently in her mind, Welcome to the singularity. She couldn't see it and couldn't feel it, but her body had almost instantly been covered by a swarm of tiny gray multi-legged bots that melted through her clothes and into her skin. Not perceiving the nightmare, her eyes had already been consumed and the rest of her body was dissolving as the bots digested her flesh. She felt only a warmth suffusing her being. Drowsy, she drifted to sleep, and her last thought was one of panic. Would she ever wake? Could a nightmare vision like this be an outcome of the much-hyped transhumanist technological singularity? Enter the world of the future as illuminated by the experience of the past in Endgame, the new book by Dennis Barrett, the publisher of The New American Magazine, and find out how the disastrous COVID pandemic response fits with the technocratic elite's thirst to create a transhumanist utopia. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with code ENDSHIP, ENDSHIP. Or get Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's Issue of the New American Magazine and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with code N20, END20.